This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 2nd, 2017. I'm Caleb Brown. What happens when evidence in court comes into conflict with the terms and conditions of the hardware and software that police use to track their own officers? Matthew Feeney, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, discusses the issue.
So the reason why we're discussing this is because recently a defense attorney wrote a blog post that got some traction where he discussed his problems with a website called evidence.com. And that is a website owned by Axon, formerly Taser, which makes a very popular brand of body camera. And this was during discovery, which is when a defense attorney asks for evidence against his client, and he was not happy about the agreement he would have to sign. The fact that this case apparently involved a juvenile raises a whole host of privacy concerns. This licensing agreement would, I suppose, technically allow Axon to use whatever footage they have in promotional material or whatever. And while some of these complaints might be a little overblown, the whole episode does nonetheless raise important questions about if a private company should be handling body camera footage.
All right. So what do we know about the, chain of custody of this evidence after it's been gathered by these body cameras?
So with evidence.com, police can upload body camera footage, but they can also do a number of different things to it. They can delete the footage, they can alter the footage, they can flag it. And this is where the real concern comes in. This private company does not necessarily require that police departments using its product adhere to certain privacy or transparency policies, not to mention accountability policies. So while some of us might be concerned about this company and the sort of products that it's providing, it is actually incumbent upon local officials, not the private corporation, to make sure that police departments who enter into these kind of agreements are strictly regulated in how they can behave when it comes to editing footage.
I mean, should it be up to states then to prohibit the kinds of arrangements that might allow a company to give special privileges to the police with respect to the ownership or alteration of this kind of evidence?
If we look across the country, we can see that states have passed body camera laws, but local localities, so cities, have also passed policies. It's really incumbent upon those lawmakers at whatever level to write regulations that prohibit police from entering into agreements with these kind of corporations without first committing to certain behaviors. So we do not want, for example, police to delete body camera footage that relates to a use of force incident that is under investigation, for example.
All right. So I guess what do you see as the fix here? I mean, you say local police departments adopt policies, states have some laws, but it seems that it would make sense to prohibit police departments to preemptively agree with certain kinds of terms of service that these kind of companies provide.
Yeah, I do think that body camera policies, especially agreements between between police departments and these companies, should involve more than just the police department and the private corporation. So former Cato staffer Radley Bauko wrote, I think correctly, that a variety of different groups should be involved in looking over these kind of agreements. But fundamentally, I think it's reasonable for police to be curating and managing body camera footage. So they're gathering a lot of footage that is of no particular interest, and this is taking up storage space. But there are certain categories of incidents that I think should be removed from any editing process. And these involve body camera footage that includes arrests, searches, detentions, and use of force incidents. This ensures that there is a good state of the evidence and that prosecutors and defense attorneys are can be reliably ensured that they're getting the raw data that they need.
Matthew Feeney is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes and Google Play, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.